This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Guy, hello, that's right. I'm the Cajun contractor Michael King, and along with Miss Rita Crompton on a new segment that we're going to be introducing this hour of Home Talk. Rita, introduce yourself. How you doing?
Hey, Michael, I am doing very well, thank you, and adjusting to this new weather temperature thing called fall, and staying really busy getting ready for the National Hardware Show coming up in a couple months.
Well, Rita, so great to have you. You're going to be helping me out in the future this hour. This is going to be our Invent America segment, where we're going to be talking about basically all the entrepreneurs out there, all the inventors of all these home improvement-related products. And we're going to be doing a great education. We're going to kind of walk people through, you know, the start to the finish, from the time they put it on a piece of paper to the time they maybe do a demo, a product, and just walk you through the steps, right, Rita? So they're not going to make the mistakes, right?
Right, exactly. And I've got to let you know that after the segment that aired on the weekend, a gentleman had to have been calling me within minutes of it being over, and he said, "Oh my God, I just got done hearing your radio show with Michael, and I've got some questions. I've been sitting on this idea, and you have inspired me to take the next step."
Well, we're
working.
Yeah, and the purpose of it, we don't want them to make the mistakes and spend all this money for nothing, and then on a, you know, they got this great product, they got this great idea, and we got to get it to market. But unfortunately, you know, they got a lot of unscrupulous people out there, and they spent all their money, and they're broke, and they're back to the same place. But we're going to have a great time, Rita. Now, tell us a little bit about our guests that you're going to have.
Well, George Peters is our guest today, and he has had decades of experience doing this. He is a very experienced inventor, and I know, George, you're smiling with that word. One of his products is actually in the White House, if you can believe it.
Okay.
It is great, and he's had experience on both sides of licensing and on startup mode. So great expertise coming from George. Thank you for joining us.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce him? His name is George Peters, and he's the president of Invent New England, I think, right?
Let's let George tell his story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, George, welcome to the show.
Michael, thank you very much. Rita, always a pleasure, a longtime friend. I really appreciate your time today. And, yes, I took over being president of Invent New England in 2019. Invent New England is one of the oldest groups in the country to help support people looking to turn their ideas into a product. So I really appreciate you having me on today.
Well, people might not realize you, along with Mr. Al Cotterino, in 2010, y'all guys came up with the kettle pizza, right?
That's correct. It was Al. I had met Al through a newspaper article, and we met one day at a local Panera's, and a couple hours later, you know, it goes by pretty quick when a couple of inventors get together, and that's when we had an idea for a an insert to turn charcoal grills into pizza ovens. And we made the first one in his workshop next to his barn in Boxford, Mass. And that was in 2010, and said we might have something here. And we had a lot of pizza trying them out, how they work, which is not a bad thing. And Kettle Pizza went on to become, we also came out one for a gas grill that really turned up the heat for us. And it was really an honor to be represent Massachusetts at the White House in 2019 as a Made in America product.
So, well, George, I mean, how many, I got to ask you, how many products have you done, and how long has it taken, though? Can you walk us through some steps?
Absolutely. In my first idea for a product in about 1996, and at the same time, Michael, this is where when people can find an organization like Invent New England, United Inventors Association, certainly readers groups that she's involved with, the most important thing is to find a safe haven where you can get a lot of free information. When I started in 96, I'm not sure a lot of people ever thought the Internet would become like it was. So I was still trying to find a lot about how to get a patent and things like that through manuals, libraries, and things like that. So it has come a long way.
Well, you bring up a topic. You bring up a topic there. So as you're talking about it, so you do believe that patents are the way to go, as opposed to no patent going to market with a new product, or even doing a pro se. You would say get a registered patent attorney.
That's the best way, and I can tell you from being in many rooms, I've pitched to the CEO of Walmart, nice conversation with the president, many, many pitches, and the question we would always get after, how was your trip, was, oh, does your product have a patent? When you say you have a patent for your idea, it shows the people that you're in the room with that you have taken it to another level. So it's one thing that they check off on their box is that it has a patent. Now, they will research a patent to see how it would stand up, but it certainly puts up the first barrier to somebody thinking about maybe knocking you off. It won't keep somebody from knocking you off, but it provides whoever you might license the product to some ammunition to do that. So my first product took me almost 6 years to get a patent for, and I was awarded my first patent on April 1st, 2003. And I make that note of that because I think it's important for people to know that when your patent's awarded on April Fool's Day, it's a very important thing to remember going forward. That it is quite a journey going forward with all the ups and downs that you will go through. And the time I had a young family and was working full time.
Hey, Charles, there's some music. We got to step away just shortly. Don't go nowhere. I got a whole bunch of questions to ask you, and Rita's going to come back and ask you a couple questions, and we're really going to help some inventors out there and really help them and walk them through the steps on putting basically getting their product to market. So, hey, I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, along with the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Stay tuned to a new segment of the show called Invent America. This is Home Talk USA, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming live on the Wild Web at HometalkUSA.com. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwhayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country,
Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome back. That's right. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King. Don't forget to visit our websites. We have two websites you can visit. We have the HometalkUSA.com and we have InventorLady.com. So anything you want to know about this show and all the information is sitting there. Rita, I tell you, we're having a great time with our guests. His name is Mr. George Peters. He's the he's an inventor and boy, he's on the line right now. And Rita and hey, I know you have a couple questions you want to ask him.
I do. And some of it is the insight that he has. So, George, tell us, what do you feel is either the biggest mistake that you made or that most inventors make?
Well, I can certainly speak to the encyclopedia of mistakes that I made. And I think it was early on. I knew I needed to get a patent attorney. That was the first thing. I went right to try to find a local patent attorney that I could go and talk to and get some insight to. And that was the first good thing I did. The second thing was not really realizing the amount of work it takes, resources, and that's resources in time and money. And I think early on, I try to assist new creators in saying that, you know, do they have a family? You know, do they have children? Because once you start down this path, it takes a tremendous amount of time, and it takes time and resources sometimes away from your family life, which is probably the things that, you know, I regret in that, because you can't get time back. And certainly, at least myself, I wasn't good at managing money. And I made a lot of mistakes of spending money that I shouldn't have spent in certain areas. Because early on, like I said, it was the late 1990s, I was going on instinct rather than finding experienced people to help.
I'm glad you mentioned that, George, because that's the biggest problem. I mean, if you heard my monologue, is that, you know, you have to have a plan. You have to have a marketing plan. How are you going to take this to market? But the biggest mistake I think people also make that I want to talk about in, you know, when I go to the booths and talk to these young inventors, I mean, they're happy. They're excited. Their product finally got to market. They're excited. That's their little baby. But when I go to the booth and say, hey, okay, what are you planning on doing? Are you planning on, license this product out? Or are you planning on keeping the product? Because the biggest problem, in my opinion, is when, say, a company is a one-trick pony or maybe has one product that maybe they need to consider doing a licensing over the product. But there is, I mean, we can go both ways with this, but George, but what is the advantage of licensing, say, over becoming a startup? Any views on that? Can you help us?
Yes. Well, right off the bat, I'll tell you my own story, is that early on with my first product, which, again, was patented in 2003 and came to market at the same time. I spent 4 to 5 years developing the product and at the same time paralleling with it, going through the patent process. And I remember an email I got from the company who I had partnered with for manufacturing my first product, which was the safety applicator and glove system method, which figured out fairly quickly that wasn't going to fit pretty well easily. So it came out as the mosquito mitt. Way to apply insect repellent to the to your skin without spraying directly on you. And I remember it was probably a good 15 years later after the ups and downs with the mitt is that I look back on that letter because it was an offer for a licensing agreement for, I believe it was about 20 or 25 cents and that I was going to get for every mitt that they sold. And in talking with some people that were helping me at the time, we said, oh, well, you know what, instead of making 25 cents, well, let's make these ourselves. We can make $2 each one. Well, 17 years later, I look back on that, and that was the best deal that I would ever see over the 17 years. So I caution people now that to look at licensing as a victory. Don't look at it as you're not going to make it so much, because you want to go for the long-term play and partner with somebody who knows how to sell and know how to market. They probably have other products already in other channels that have been successful. So they're not inventors. If they were inventors, they wouldn't need us. We're different than a lot of people, Michael, and Rita will tell you this, dealing with a lot of inventors, is that it's best to get your product in the hands of professionals as quickly as you can and let them send you a check every 3 or 4 months, and you can get on either to your next product or get on with your life that you don't take away from your family.
Well, and I remember, you know, you've told me so many times, it's like when you were in startup mode, you could never get your hand in your own pocket because everybody else had their hand in your pocket. And, you know, when you would go to the bank with your royalty check every quarter, you had a big smile on your face because with the other product where you were startup mode, everybody was taking money out of your pocket. So, you know, just having done both, your perspective is so important for new inventors.
Absolutely. This, you know, when you're, as the term's called, bootstrapping it, meaning the money's coming from you, it's very difficult. It was money that sometimes you take money that you can't. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're just out of time, my brother.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Hey, give us your website. How can people learn more about your company and the Invent New England website?
It's www.inventne.com, and that's the best way to reach me. And I invite everyone to contact me. I'll help everyone.
Reed, right quick. Give me your website right quick.
Our website, inventorlady.com, and all of our information about our different group meetings and getting on the radio and everything is right there.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to be back with another guest, another topic, right here at Home Talk USA. On behalf of Rita Crompton, say thank you. And our great guest, Mr. George Peters, check his website out. Always streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. I'm the Cajun Man. This is Home Talk USA with the Invent America radio program.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky urged world leaders to act and stop Russian President Vladimir Putin as he warns that Moscow has begun preparation for the possible use of nuclear weapons. This comes as President Joe Biden said that Putin was, quote, not joking when he talks about the use of tactical nuclear weapons, end quote. Mayor Eric Adams says that the influx in migrants will cost the city $1 billion. This comes as the mayor declared a state of emergency over thousands of asylum seekers who have been bused to the city from the southern border.
we will surpass the highest number of people in recorded history in our city's shelter system.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like HomeTalk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country, with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Hi, welcome! Welcome back! Another guest, another topic, right here on Home Talk USA. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. We also invite all of you to check out our television show at HomeTalkTV.com. That's HomeTalkTV.com. We have about 61 episodes online ready for you to watch. So you could always, basically, it's the television version of our radio show where you can actually see, touch, and feel the technology. So check it out, HomeTalkTV.com. All right, we're going to start this segment with our buddy. It's been a while since he's been on the show. His name is Rick Conner. The company is called Masonry Cosmetics. We're going to be talking about this brick staining or dye technology that they proprietary technology have down there. Ordinarily, it would be either Don Foster or Miss Peggy Foster, but they couldn't be with us today. So the CEO, the chairman of the board, Mr. Rick Conner, is our guest. Hey, Mr. Rick, how you doing, my buddy?
I'm doing well. I hope you are, too.
So COVID's kind of taking a toll with you guys down there, huh?
Yeah, it jumped up out of nowhere. I thought it was on its way out, but they went to something somewhere and evidently ran into somebody with something. So,
well, I always like talking to you, Rick. When you come on, you always got some great information to share with us because, you know, it's amazing how your industry is actually growing because, you know, I'm a proponent of your technology. You know, when I get these calls at my office when people want me to come out and give them a price on painting their brick, you know, I stop them. I try to say, stop. Let me explain you about this proprietary dye stain that really works a lot better than painting your brick. So we're going to talk about that, why you should not paint your brick. But one of the questions I want to ask to start the show off is, of all of the times you and Don have been on the show and have been here, you heard me saying in my monologue, I don't think we ever talked about how you got started in the staining thing. What's the origin of this?
Okay. Well, that sort of goes back quite a bit because Don Foster and I go back about 35 or 37 years, but basically, we both worked at the same brick company back in the day. And I was a plant engineer and working in plants with the kilns and running the kilns and quality control and et cetera. And Don was actually in sales, and he started out as a sales rep doing the whole state of Michigan and the upper half of Indiana. So he drove a lot. But then he ended up as a regional sales manager in central Ohio, which is where I live and where I'm from. And so we worked at the same plant toward the end of the thing. And then during that process, we actually started this company on the back of a napkin in a restaurant one day.
Wow.
And so we parceled out shares. I think he got $100 worth of shares, and I got $100 worth of shares. So we've been partners ever since, and we've been doing this staining thing just because the company that we work for manufactured millions of brick every year, and every brick company does, and they all sell these bricks all over the place, and the vast majority of them go into the wall and nobody has a problem with. But every once in a while, somebody puts some of the wrong brick in the wrong place, or some of the bricks came out of the kiln not quite looking the way they should look, and then they got past quality control and got out in the field. And so the company that we work for had 17 brick plants at one point. And so it just multiplied the possibility of error getting out there. And so we worked together on projects like that, where he would be in sales and have a problem, and I would come out of the plant, and we would go work on it. And that's where this whole staining idea Wow. came from. And I've just refined the process over the years to where – and then Don Foster has helped along the way. And then when he started the company on the napkin that one day.
Oh, that's an amazing story, I tell you. So, again, this all started, so compliant resolutions really started the whole thing, right, Rhett?
Well, complaint resolution, yeah. We were doing only complaint resolution.
Okay.
And we did that for all these. One plant of the 17 plants could manufacture 60 million brick in a year. So you can see how the quantity goes up when you have 17 plants doing that. And actually, some of the largest manufacturers now are doing 1 billion brick a year in manufacturing and selling brick all across the country.
Wow.
And some of them are nationwide, or some of them are actually in Australia and other places that they make bricks. So they're international brick manufacturers, so to speak. But yeah, complaint resolution started the whole thing because people would get something ugly on their brand new house or their brand new hospital or their brand new gymnasium at their high school. And then we would come and actually figure out how to make that look like it should or make the problem go away. So complaint resolution started the whole thing. Yes.
Wow. So complaints make up most of your business then, is what you're telling me, right?
Well, in the old days, yes, but we've been doing this now for almost 28 years. And so we have run across, we do all kinds of things for all kinds of people, and there's so many different things now going on where we've actually helped people put a new addition on their house, put a new garage on, and then we changed their house to look like the garage brick or stone, and then they get a whole new house by just putting on a garage addition, something like that.
So, wow. So what is a makeover, though, Rick? I always want to ask you that.
Well, makeovers are when someone has a house that they've lived in, they like the house, it's a brick house, whatever it is, that's a block, or not a block, but a stone house or brick house. They bought the house because they liked all the amenities the house had and liked where it was located and they liked the way it was laid out or whatever, but they never really liked the brick. They never really thought it, they didn't buy it for the brick. And so that's like buying a used car. You don't always get the color you want, you know, but you buy one for other reasons. So people will come to us and they'll say, look, what can you do for us? They'll send us some pictures. And they'll do a water test for us. And then we will actually get a quote together and show them what we can do.
Well, Rick, hold on that thought right there. There's the music. Okay. I got to step away. We're talking to Rick Connor with Masonry Cosmetics right here on Home Talk USA, streaming live on the World Wide Web, also at GCNLive.com. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now, yeah? Yay!
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All-organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like HomeTalk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country, with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Hey, welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Don't forget to check out our website at HomeTalkUSA.com, specifically our daily podcast. That's right. You can check it out where you can learn and listen to some of the great home improvement experts each day and every day. You can learn about the technologies, the background. It just makes sense that if you're going to make a very large investment in your home, it'd probably be the biggest investment you're going to make. You might as well get all the facts of the technologies that's out there. So check it out, HomeTalkUSA.com. All right, we're talking to a great friend of the show. His name is Rick Conner. He's CEO and chairman of the board of Masonry Cosmetics. We're talking about their proprietary brick staining dye product. As Rick always says, We are not paint. So if you're thinking about painting your bricks, stop a minute and learn a little bit about masonry cosmetics. But before the break, though, you was explaining a little bit about what is a makeover, and we got kind of caught for time, so I want to make sure that we address this issue again. So what is a makeover again, Rick?
Sure. So that's when someone has already have an existing house, and it's made with the brick or stone. And sometimes we just do the mortar color, by the way, and it makes it look like a different house. But they want to get a new look without tearing the house down and putting a new house up, and they don't want to. The cost of rebricking is ridiculous. It could be $3 to $5 a brick to take a bricks off a house and put new bricks on it. And so normally our cost for doing a makeover is less than 1% of what the house is worth. So it is a, like you just mentioned in your. Statement earlier there about how that people need to investigate how to do things economically. And so the makeover can be as simple as we could just take a brick range and add 10% darks to it, and that will make it look like a different brick. Even though it's 90% the same color, by adding a contrasting minority dark in the range of the brick, that's the way brick manufacturers do it. They actually have settings on their kiln where they can make it have 10% darks, 20% darks, but they can also turn that setting off and just have red bricks with no darks in it. And that's one of the ways that brick companies sell the same candy bar, or just like Almond Joy have nuts and Mounds don't.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So we do makeovers that get pretty intensive. We do the whole house, but we also just do something that makes it look like, I mean, people, I told you the story before where the guy left. He had bought a white house on a cul-de-sac, and he went to work, and he went out of town because he worked for Ford up in Michigan. And when he came home, his wife got us to stain the house red as a surprise for him. And he came home and couldn't find his house. He drove down the cul-de-sac. That was kind of a funny one. So we do makeovers for all kinds of reasons for different people want to do. Just make something new look on without spending a whole lot of money.
So what about additions and repairs, though?
Well, the difference there is things like we've done apartment complexes where they, in the old days, there would be a brick, there'd be a hole left in the bricks, and they put an air conditioner in the hole for each apartment. And they've gone past that, and a lot of them upgrade and put better air conditioning systems in, and then they take the air conditioners out and fill the hole up, and then they have all these holes that looked different. It looked like they were did later because they were done later. And so we've done 28, 50 of those on different buildings. Sometimes they'll move a door. Sometimes they'll move a window or fill a window in and make a blank wall, try to make a blank wall. And it looks like a jigsaw puzzle when they get done. And so those are additions and repairs. Also, we have what we call auto impact. Every day, insurance company guys I've talked to, every day about once a minute, somebody hits a building with a car,
yeah,
and punches a hole in it, and it can be on commercial buildings like people backing up, trying to back out of a parking space and have it drive, and it won't go, and they give it more gas, and it jumps over the concrete dummy that's keeping them from going, and it just jumps up in the air and punches a car-sized hole in front of the parking space. Or it's new drivers, when teenagers are learning to drive, they can't quite park it in the garage slot like they're supposed to, and they hit the corner, they hit the edge, and they'll tear the whole corner of a garage down because they missed it by that much, if you know what I mean. So additions or repairs are a fact of life. They happen every day, and they're all over the country. There's no rhyme or reason to it other than human nature and the way humans do.
Well, hold on, Rick. We got to take a short break right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I'm talking to Rick Conner with Masonry Cosmetics. Stay tuned to the very best of home improvement information education. Home Talk USA, right here with the Cajun contractor Michael King. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. I'll be right back. Yay!
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country, with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Yai! Welcome back. We're talking to Rick Connor. He is with Masonry Cosmetics. We're talking about their proprietary brick stain, proprietary brick dye. Some call it dye, some call it stain. Hey, Rick, I don't think you can go wrong with each terminology, right?
Yeah, they're both technically correct. I mean, they describe what's happening because paint puts a layer on top, and that's what we're talking about earlier about why you shouldn't paint things, because it can lift and peel. And, well, not can, it will eventually. Paint does not last. And so having it described as a stain or a dye is a better descriptive term, I think.
Well, Rick, before the break, though, you were talking about some of the additions and repairs you do. But, man, it sounds, when I was listening to you, man, you guys have been involved in some horror stories, man.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We've had quite a few. I just actually, well, we've done the one where the lady used to be a contractor, so she hired a mason to put new brick on her new house, and he put the brick on, and she said, "Man, you did great. Don't even bother to clean it." Well, normally every mason cleans the wall after they lay it up, so this would have saved him money. He could have taken the time and money that he had planned for the cleaning and just moved on down the road and put that in another project. So she left, and after she left, he was arrogant enough to think that she didn't know what she was talking about. So he went ahead and cleaned it with a power washer, and he cut it all up and put streaks and lines in it. And when she came back, she said, "What did you do? I told you, don't clean it." And he said, "Well, you know, I'm the mason here, and you're just the owner, and I decided it needed cleaned." So then she says, "Well, what can we do now?" He said, "Well, we can tear that down and relay it." So she goes and buys 5 more cubes of brick. And when she comes back, the wall is rebuilt, and the 5 cubes of brick are sitting there, and they've never been opened. Wow. And she said, "Well, what did you do?" He said, "Well, that wall was just freshly laid up. All I did was take it down and turn the bricks around because they were had a face on both sides. They were solid. And so I just rebuilt it back with the same brick." And she said, "Why didn't you tell me that? Why now I got 5 cubes of brick in my yard, and I have to do something with. I had them, I bought them, I had them delivered. Now I got to pay someone to come and take them away." So that's sort of a horror story there. But the worst one I heard was recently, and I've been doing this a long time, but we're doing a house now where they put $74,000 worth of stone on a garage addition.
Well, we have to run, my friend. I'm sorry, Rick. I know you got these do-it-yourself kits for sale on your website. Give us that website. How can we learn more about Masonry Cosmetics?
MasonryCosmetics.com.
Say it one more time.
MasonryCosmetics.com.
Hey, Rick Carter, thank you so much. Give Don my love and give Peggy my love, man. Y'all doing great. Okay, thank
you. I will tell them for you. You're
all
welcome.
Right. All right, we're going to take... Wow, that about does it. Wow. Another hour, the very best of home improvement information education. I'm the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.